Now, it is exactly 5 years ago that the Czech Republic was hit by devastating floods, the worst in the country's history. Within a matter of hours, 50,000 people were left homeless, hundreds found themselves stranded, and dozens went missing. Daniela Lazarova recalls the dramatic events of those days in August 2002.
Years ago, air raid type sirens rang out around the old town and Jewish quarter as the swollen Vltava River spilled over into the streets of Prague's historic city center. Residents and tourists were woken at 2 a.m. and given 10 minutes to pack essentials as the city's emergency services evacuated entire streets. Those who failed to leave in time had to be rescued by helicopter later. Volunteers joined the police, emergency crews, firefighters and the army in saving lives, erecting makeshift barriers and salvaging what they could from the rising tide of the water. Within just a few hours, parts of town, including Malá Strana, Kampa, Holešovice and Karlín, were underwater. Outside of Prague, the situation was much the same. Many towns and villages in Bohemia were either flooded or cut off from the world. The town of Trópky in South Bohemia was completely destroyed. Of the several dozen people that went missing, 17 were later found drowned. When the country emerged from the nightmare days later, the overall damage was assessed at 63 billion crowns. That's the equivalent of more than $3 billion. The country's precious historic legacy, unique architecture, books and paintings took a heavy hit. Some was beyond salvation. The government revised its budget to meet the country's new needs, and although the Czech Republic was not at the time a fully fledged member of the European Union, Brussels pitched in to help. At a press conference marking the fifth anniversary of the floods on Monday, Prague Mayor Pavel Bém said that in the past 5 years, money had been systematically charged into flood prevention.
Praha dnes je z 95% chráněna proti velké vodě.
95% of the city is now protected against a disaster of such magnitude. The overall investment into an effective system of flood protection amounts to 3.5 billion crowns, of which over 2 billion have already been spent. I would venture to say that no other European city has spent as much on flood prevention, and the result is a unique system of fixed and mobile barriers, a system that experts from Warsaw, Krakow, Dresden, as well as some Dutch cities, have been and copying.
In the event of a new flood, the system of flood protection barriers in and around Prague could be erected within 24 hours. They would withstand floods similar to that of 2002, the worst in 500 years and more. The city's emergency services are prepared to act effectively and with greater coordination than they did in 2002. Looking back, Prague's mayor Pavel Bém says that the city of Prague learnt a tough lesson in August of that year, but has come out of the ordeal the stronger.
Dnes, 5 let poté, mohu říci, povodně nejenom, že Praze vzali, ale povodně...
Today, 5 years after the floods, I can say that Prague lost much, but also gained much from this disaster. Work on the riverbed and embankments, which had dragged on for 160 years, ever since floods in 1845, was finally given top priority and was completed. The flood damage to Prague amounted to 27 billion crowns, but much more than that has since been channeled into flood prevention, construction and reconstruction of entire districts. According to our estimates, some 40 billion crowns have been spent on preserving the city's genius loci and making it more attractive than ever.
Today, only small plaques showing how high the water level reached in 2002 serve as a reminder of the devastation wrought. But the memories remain, and people who lost everything in the floods 5 years ago still watch the skies with concern when rain fails to let up for longer periods of time.
That was Daniela Lazarova reporting on the incredible floods which hit the country exactly 5 years ago.